Welcome to You Talking to Me, the radio show where your host, Big JD, talks to a different guest every week on a variety of subjects. That's the You Talking to Me show, and now here he is, your host, Big JD.
That's right. Welcome to You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD. This week, another special show. It's Carl Zlozny. Carl's an author, philosopher, and transformational speaker. His book, Walk on Water, In the World of Symptoms, is available in bookstores. He's a certified hypnotherapist who specializes in past life regression, exploration, and spiritual healing. There's no healthy body without a healthy, vibrant soul and spirit. Your etheric double, or whatever you want to call it. That's what Carl says. And Carl's a father of three sons. He is guiding them to fulfill their life's purpose, leading by personal example. And says Carl, I see the Silva Ultramind course as an exercise in the removal of blindfolds. And once you are able to access your situation without the choking influence of negative conditioning, you are empowered to change your life and the lives of the people around you. Carl has a genuine thirst for knowledge. He can read Egyptian hieroglyphs, and his next step will be learning the Sumerian cuneiform writing. And he believes that ancient civilizations had scientific knowledge that we are only starting to acquire. And Carl plans to create a true knowledge center in Ontario in the near future. We'll talk to him about that. And he wants to see the knowledge contained in the Silva Ultramind course and other sources transforming the way we function as an earthly community. Carl, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Big JD. It's been a pleasure to be with you again.
Yes, it's been a pleasure talking to you in the past, and of course I've been to your Silva Ultramind course.
You almost graduated on the top of the class, so I'm waiting to interview you later on about the incredible miracles that you've been creating in your life, and of course your better half, Lana. You know.
Of course, and
she's probably a better at creating, eh?
It was a wonderful experience, I have to say. It's a real eye-opener and a consciousness opener, I think. So,
that's what it's meant to be.
Now, let's discuss your calling and the events that led to this. You're, you know, being a traveler in awareness and a transformational speaker, holistic healing. Let's discuss what got you into this.
Well, it all started with the accident that I told you about before, being run over by the garbage truck. But, of course, it was a blessing in disguise. And whatever happened, well, of course, I lived my life in a pretty brutal way prior to the accident, very depressed and pretty much dwelling on pointlessness of existence. Mm-hmm. And it's been real, I was really hard down on myself, and the next thing you know, the truck runs me over. So, after the accident, actually, many things happened, and that's the traveling awareness. All of a sudden, you realize that you're not alone in the universe, and then step by step, you discover the true laws of the universe, and you discover that you're connected to all the other people, actually all the other organisms on the planet. Mm-hmm. And as you progress, you discovered many, many different laws and many different opportunities to grow even farther. And it all leads to what Buddha called full enlightenment. And it's a long process, I assume. Some people take... There are a few shortcuts that you can take, and... there are methods like Vipassana created by Buddha that will be a significant shortcut for many people. There's Kriya Yoga, which is one can be initiated by Self-Realization Fellowship, and other Silva Ultramind Seminar. That's a step forward. The seminar that I run, Walk on Water Seminar, and a few others worth mentioning. And every time you take a step, you learn something new, things will happen, doors will open, and you have a choice. You have a decision to make whether you're going to come through this door and move farther during this journey in awareness or not.
And sure, and I guess it's a lot of positive thinking, and I guess what comes into play is that in order for there to be change or change in your life, maybe that you have to take those steps to make changes.
You know what? It all really hinges on facing ourselves, which means facing our shortcomings, facing our fears,
sure,
and worries. And there's, you know what? And some of those fears are so deeply embedded that people will become workaholics or alcoholics to avoid dealing with such fears. And they will, you know, they will, but... you know, there's an old truth that buried feelings don't die, and they will not die. They will remain buried, but when opportunity is created, they will come to the surface and will create hell and chaos in your life.
Does this kind of bring out people's psychic abilities, basically, to some degree?
As you progress in awareness, as you discovered, well, basically, psychic abilities come from the part of us that exists beyond time and space.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has it. It's been called soul, spirit, however you want to call it. There is this part of us that's, that exists beyond time and space, and psychic abilities are characteristics of that part. And Silva Ultramind, it's called an ESP seminar because ESP, extrasensory perception, but as Silva liked to call it, effective sensory projection, because he said, well, how could it be extra if everyone has it?
Right.
So the seminar actually connects you to those abilities, and as you know, it shows you that you have those abilities by working psychometry, which is detecting information from the object, working health cases at the end of the second day. And as you know, many people, including yourself, had some good successes during those
sure
exercises.
Yeah, I want to get more into the Silva Ultramind course shortly, actually.
Definitely come to repeat the seminar one day.
Absolutely.
There's the next seminar is coming in Oakville.
Hey, the price is great the second time around.
Yeah, $25 can't really go wrong from that.
No, but I got to say, it was worth every penny the first time, too. It was really awesome. I really had a good time.
The second time, well, many people will go back and basically won't practice. So the second time, you know, I had people that came back four times, and each time they discovered something new.
Sure, I can see that.
And they deepened their abilities and their programming and achieved some incredible things.
If you have an interesting career or an interesting life experience that you'd like to share with others, you can contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website, youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking the number 2, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
Aside from the Silva course, what is maybe the one key point that you think that somebody could do to kind of tune into their psychic abilities? Is there something in particular maybe that is really a good thing to do? Exercise maybe?
You know, I really don't know any other. There must be other courses and techniques, but
I mean, I'm not actually talking about other courses or anything like that, but I mean like maybe things like meditation or relaxation and that kind of thing. That's got to be important.
Absolutely. Transcendental, just simple transcendental meditation, because Silva, it's mostly dynamic meditation where you there's guided meditation and
right.
And then programming of the three scene or this is getting the answers. This is not of course, this is the first step. The second step, when you go deeper on your journey in awareness, you may want to engage in transcendental meditation. Which transcendental meditation? It's usually there's various techniques and kinds, but you just focus on a third eye. You sit quietly. You go deep. You go in alpha, perhaps deeper theta. You deepen yourself, you focus on your breath, let's say initially, then switch to third eye and basically just try to come out of the darkness that you're sitting in. And
mm-hmm.
if you focus enough, the door will open. So this amazingly, this absolutely enhances your psychic abilities. Not that life is not, I just want to say, life is not about having incredible psychic abilities and starting your own psychic lines, if you will.
Right.
That's not the purpose, and it's not the purpose of the Silva seminar would just show people that they have psychic abilities because it's the easiest way to understand for them by experiencing that there's something beyond their body, let's say.
Sure.
And the purpose of the course is that to use the techniques to live the life's purpose. And
yeah, it's a very personal thing. It becomes very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the hypnotherapy. You're a certified hypnotherapist, and you specialize in past life regression. Let's talk a little bit about that. What exactly is past life regression? And
it's a tool. Mm-hmm. It's another tool of transformation and raising your awareness. And it's a tool to release and erase your reference points, those emotional knots that sit in your subconscious and will automatically make you do certain things perhaps that you don't want to do, like smoking, drinking, hating yourself and others, and anything else that you, any other negative patterns, compulsive, obsessive behavior.
Sure.
So it's the excellent tool of understanding yourself and releasing those emotional knots. You can do past life regression just to explore what were other identities of your spirit, because past life regression suggests that we live many lives, which is not exactly correct, because it is the spirit, the deepest energy of the human being, that actually had previous personalities, previous identities of you, of the spirit, not you, not the consciousness.
Right.
So I'm always try to correct this as past life being not you, but of your spirit, your deepest energy that survives once the body goes to the ground. The operating system of the body, which is called the soul, and reintegrates into the spirit, and it is the spirit that continues the journey and that will be inserted into the next body and produce the next soul. So, because you know, how many people feel that they live many lives? Do you feel that you live many lives, Big JD?
I suppose sometimes I do feel that.
Okay, you're the lucky one, because close to 40 years of my life, I felt nothing of that kind. I felt really pretty lost, to say the least. And then when I started on this journey and I started experimenting and read some books, experimenting with different Kabbalistic formulas and other stuff. And, you know, whatever I touched worked.
Mm-hmm.
So I whatever I imagined was materialized. I was simply amazed by what was happening.
Was that a natural progression for you to get into hypnotherapy, do you think? Or, you know, like, what was there something in particular that might have taken you on this particular career path as well?
One day I read in one of those Kabbalistic books that if you sit really quietly, really, really quietly, and you go deep, basically just going deep probably in theta, and I've never meditated in my life before,
mm-hmm.
And if you ask a question, you might hear a very low voice, whisper, coming from very far that will answer this question. So what did I have to lose, eh?
Sure.
I'm just sitting there quietly, and then my question was, who was I before as a previous personality of my spirit, or, you know, the previous life, so to speak? That was my question. And I already had an answer in my head. And then I'm sitting there, I don't know, perhaps for 10 or 15 minutes, and all of a sudden, I never heard such voice, but all of a sudden I hear a whisper, and it says a name. But it wasn't the name that I had in my head, you know, before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw this name like written, and I wasn't a visual person whatsoever. I'm not very visual. You know, visualization, imagination does not necessarily applies to seeing scenes. Although I do see them, but there's people. But this is kind of learn ability, if you will. So anybody can learn it, because I was not a visual person before by any stretch of imagination.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw this name written in my mind's eye, and I heard the low voice. And I, to be honest with you, I was blown away at that time, and I realized that I've been, it was, a, I'm not going to say the name, and it's really doesn't matter, but it's the name of second part of 20th century writer, mm-hmm. and very well known, and as a matter of fact, I've been to this person's home, in which is in the States, as a museum, and his book, actually, which, and the really, the writing style is not really something I would greatly enjoy, but his book actually maintained its presence in my bathroom over like 5 years.
Oh yeah,
how can you explain that?
Yeah, that can't be explained really, except for the reasons.
And then I realized, researching all the information about him, I realized how my life and many circumstances of my life, how they are similar to his life, and then I realized that actually I was actually walking in his footsteps, and I've visited many places where he lived. Or
wow,
yeah,
an incredible story. Does everyone have a past life, do you think?
Every single one of us.
Is there not really anybody maybe here at this time that's not been here before? Or?
On this planet, it's the past life. It's not necessarily on this planet.
I see. Okay.
Like even Egyptian Book of the Dead says, you live many lives, but not necessarily on this planet.
Mm-hmm. And in your experience, can anyone be hypnotized? You ever have trouble hypnotizing anybody, or regressing them? Maybe
we must remember that we don't really hypnotize anybody, and no one can really hypnotize anybody against anybody's will.
Right.
And if you don't want to be so-called hypnotized, or mm-hmm. You won't. So we don't hypnotize. It's just we guide people into this kind of state where they can recall where the recall of these memories happen, regression in this or past life. And as you might realize, when you undergo this, you remember everything. This is not old style hypnotherapy where you really hypnotized into a vegetable state, and you don't, you're getting very sleepy and you don't remember anything, and
right.
then you wake up, and then you might listen to the tape. No, mm-hmm. You actually remember every single word, and if you really wanted to, you can just open your eyes and walk out.
Do you consider what you've done, it sounds like, you've done a lot of this yourself as you got into it. Did you basically, were you hypnotizing yourself, or have you been hypnotized? Did you see somebody that brought you back and that taught you in that way?
I do my own past life regression myself.
Okay.
I became so nonchalant about this that whenever I want to some answers, I'll just go deep and ask a question, and all of a sudden I see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere from ancient Egypt, Greece, Rome, Middle Ages, whatever.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website www.bigjd.com.
Speaking of these states and getting deep into these states and that type of thing, let's talk a little bit about the Silva Ultramind course. And as mentioned, you're an instructor for the Silva Ultramind.
One of the best.
Absolutely. I can vouch for that. Explain what the Silva Ultramind course is, the ESP course, where somebody might look further into coming to take the course, possibly, and especially in the Ontario area. I guess it would be the Southern Ontario, where you're actually instructing, because I would say if you can get to a Carl-led instructed course, that's the one you want to go to. But let's talk about the Silva Ultramind course itself, and explain kind of what it is and sort of what you do there.
Absolutely. Jose Silva started his organization in 1966, and he, the first course that he kind of constructed and presented was basic lecture series. It contained many techniques, and the course is still presented today, and it's a good course. It's a good first step. But then in 1997, he really had, he realized that he can do better, which means he can simplify things. And, genius is to make complicated things simple. And instead of many techniques for various things, he realized that the best way of to put yourself on a path to being healthy, wealthy, happy, and wise is to basically live your life's purpose. And what is this mysterious life's purpose? José Silva discovered that he says that we're sent here to this planet, to this life, to this dimension for a purpose. And as far as he knows, we didn't choose to come here. We're sent here. So whoever sent us here had the power and ability to do so. And he called this power higher intelligence. So he concluded that we're responsible to this higher intelligence to do the work we're assigned to do. So to complete our mission in life, to live our life's purpose. We're not here to have fun, Big JD.
Right.
I mean, we can have fun, and we should, mm-hmm. but that is not our primary objective. I hope you can see that.
Absolutely.
All right. So once José Silva realized that, he already had part of the course prepared from the previous materials, and he made changes. He added some techniques, and he put together what's right now it's known José Silva Ultramind TSP Seminar, and he called it the pinnacle of his achievement, and it truly is, because it contains two techniques,
mm-hmm.
actually three, 1-2, as you know, 3-1 technique to get in alpha,
right?
Then which is basically we're teaching people how to self hypnosis, if you will. And then the second technique is the mental video to ask for guidance, because he noticed that you know, many people, and there's so many courses, the secret and whatever, they will tell you, well, you know, we'll show you how to have whatever you want to have, you want and desire. Well, José Silva wasn't big on having and bringing into your life what you desire and want. He said, well, why don't you bring into your life what the higher intelligence guides you to having, and so what you need rather than that what you want. So whatever you guided to have in your life, it's what you should have in your life and manifest in your life. So some certain relationships, career path, job, whatever, creative arts, whatever you guided to, you should bring and manifest in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically guides us to opportunities where we can challenge ourselves. And so situations will be arranged as you do those techniques, where by placing yourself in certain circumstances and resolving the circumstances as they develop, all of a sudden the doors open and you move to the, and life becomes, the quality of your life improves.
It's truly incredible.
Yeah.
And as well, the website for that is SilvaUltramindCanada.com?
SilvaUltramindCanada.net.
.net, okay. We'll give that again as well. But can they do a search for the instructors? Or is it anything in particular where they will find you? Because, I mean, you instruct in the Mississauga area, correct?
No, it's in Eastern Canada, as a matter of fact.
Eastern Canada, okay.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to find you there easy enough?
And we want assistant instructors in almost every area of Eastern Canada. So please call me, 416-833-1799, if you're interested to get involved.
There you go. Great stuff, and we'll give that information again as well. Now, you're also an author, and you have a book out.
Boy, that's another story.
Absolutely. Now, the title of the book is Walk on Water in the World of Symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason behind actually choosing the title?
The title works on two levels. Mm-hmm. Walking on water, as you know, it's a metaphor for achieving impossible, but amazingly as it may sound, you can actually physically walk on water once you aware enough of and connected enough to everything that that's around you.
Have you walked on water?
No.
Because I see on the cover of the book you're walking on water.
Yes, I do. And you know what miracles you can do with Photoshop, eh?
Absolutely. That's going to happen one day.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm, you know, it's to me, it's a side effect and it's a byproduct. Walking on water, physically walking on water, it's a byproduct of the life well lived. So I'm not really worried, and I don't train myself to walk on water. And but if I live my life the way I should, one day I will, and so will you.
Thank you.
And anybody can walk on water, so that's official. Let's make it official.
Absolutely. Did you? Did the writing come easy for you?
No, it's been a long process, mm-hmm. and because of the amount of information, and I wanted to make this book really true and effective and helpful, and I believe I achieved all these objectives, and the writing. The whole experience, or I would say, the grinding process, mm-hmm. took about 4 years, and right now we're in marketing phase, and everything is all the chips are falling into place.
I definitely advise anybody to go out and get a copy of the book. I do
chapters
have a copy
online
myself,
or any chapter store, and uh-huh. I hear Chapters Online, they have really good prices because all the books are discounted. So just go to chapters.ca, Walk on Water in the World of Symptoms.
By author Carl Zelazny. Some topics of discussion. I just want to give you a bunch of one-word topics here and just get, you know, kind of a quick take on them. We're slowly running out of time, but I want to get through some of these just to see what you have to say about them. UFOs and extraterrestrial.
I have part in my book where there's evidence, there's evidence that our civilization has been jump-started by some more advanced civilization. Are these beings and people still around? Perhaps.
Now, for the record, I'm a believer. How about ghosts?
Well, there's a ghost that's a different phenomena that are known as ghosts. One of the phenomena that I really know is that we live in the surrounded, and we're part of what's known as the zero-point energy field. And everything that happens, especially traumatic events, leave an impression on this field. And under certain circumstances, certain people can see these impressions as holographic video images, and basically that would replay the same event.
Would that basically be like an energy, perhaps?
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. That's yeah. Just energy all of a sudden becomes visual, and the impression, like, it's a replay, really.
And what's your take on death and dying? It's not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
No, it's just once the body wears out, and, you know, it's only the body is obviously cannot be made. And maybe there's a reason that it's made last certain time and it wears out. Mm-hmm. The spirit needs to move on, and because you can only interact in so many situations in this body, and your life, it's not your own. It's you're an agent of the spirit, and don't get attached too much to your body and to your beauty. I know you're very handsome and everything, JD, but, you know, don't get too attached. One day,
there's an edit.
You'll have to leave it behind, and then there will be an next JD, and this guy will be called perhaps JP.
Right. And as long as I continue forever, I can live with that.
Yeah, part of you will. Part of you will.
Remote viewing, remote healing. I know you teach these things.
Oh, absolutely. Those are I've done it myself countless of times. And mm-hmm. I remember one funny thing, one funny event when one of my friends calls me one day and says, "Well, you know, I have this back pain. I know it's only stress, but can you do something about it?" And I believe I read the book by then called Quantum Touch, which is like a method developed by, I don't remember the author, but it's like Reiki on steroids. And so I said, yeah, sure, let me try the new stuff on you. And I did. And that night, well, that kind of, this was the one time that that didn't work. It worked well, but at night I woke up with such pain in my back that I could hardly breathe.
Wow.
So I realized I got his pain.
Exactly.
So I call him in the morning. I said, so how are you? And he says, well, the amazing. I've spoken with you, and the pain disappeared almost immediately. And I said, well, don't call me again.
What's your take on 2012, if you have one?
I know there's lots of big hype. I honestly think nothing will happen.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe in an age of spirituality coming, of enlightenment?
Absolutely, perhaps? And it's already started, and there's a big transformation. I don't know whether there's going to be some growing pains, perhaps. And cleansing experiences,
mm-hmm.
and whatever heck will happen, but I believe there will not be a big tragedy, and we'll survive and transform and get better in the process. And I guess the 2012 is based on Maya prophecy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And,
exactly.
I read a book, and that's that this calculation is actually miscalculated, and the date should be more of 2060. So,
well, I'm not going to be around to see
and
it.
And actually, that jives with Isaac Newton, the father of classical physics, who was quite a left us. He was a Kabbalist, left us a lot of Kabbalistic writings,
mm-hmm.
and he was into esoteric knowledge big time. And actually, he calculated the end of the world. And the date was 2060.
Wow. Well, I hope it happens in my time. I want to see if we're going to learn more than we know, because I think that's very exciting.
I don't even know if anything will happen in 2012. I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it sounds to me like one of those dates of year 2000 and doomsday cults, you know.
Right, right.
You know, they will go into the caves and whatever they do in the caves.
Do you have an interesting career? You have an interesting life experience to share with others? If you'd like to be a guest on You Talking to Me, contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website. That's youtalkingtome.ca. The letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca. Are you a believer in mass consciousness?
Mass consciousness.
Mass consciousness of group consciousness,
yes,
and healing.
Absolutely.
And,
we are mass consciousness. And so if a certain person in China kicks a dog, I might get a stomach pain at the same time.
I see.
This is how we're connected.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes beyond that. Carl Jung talked about something called universal mind. And if you imagine a hard drive in the sky, and we put all our thoughts and beliefs and desires and fears and worries, all 6 billions of us from the entire planet, we upload this kind of stuff, all the positive stuff, the negative stuff, everything. That creates our reality. So it goes through a grinder, and then what comes out, it's our reality. So if we don't actually, and it does influences us.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates a background environment, and it's not that high. This global awareness. It's not that high on the scale of from 1 to 10. It's probably somewhere around 3.
Okay.
So Jesus is the Christ consciousness would be 10,
mm-hmm.
but as an average of the our global awareness, we're around 3. So it's pretty low, but we're getting there. And we cannot get angry at those people who lagging behind, because we're part of them and they're part of us. So once the critical mass is reached in this positive thinking and seeing the glass half full rather than half empty, the miracles will happen, and this awareness will reach everybody like a wildfire. And there was this actually to confirm that any this kind of transfer of information can happen, I'll give you the incident called what's called as 100 monkey effect. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about that?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, a group of Japanese primatologists were conducting some experiments at Tsukushima Islands in off the coast of Japan, and they were putting sweet potatoes on a beach for a different group of monkeys that couldn't see or had no contact on various islands around mm-hmm. that area. And they were observing the behavior. And in one group, one monkey started washing this sweet potato in the seawater because it was full of sand. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, within a few days, there was 10 monkeys washing this potato. And then they noticed that when the 100th monkey in that particular group started washing the potato before eating it, all of a sudden, every monkey in every other group with no visual or other contact with this particular group that they were observing this happening started washing their potatoes in the seawater at right. the same time. So like that, you know, it's just like flipping the switch. Mm-hmm. And that will happen with us as a global community. One day, I'm going to wake up we're going to wake up and we will be almost having almost an awareness of Buddha.
So we're going to wake up and we're going to wake up.
Well, absolutely. and then after waking up, you'll immediately start meditating.
Perfect. What's next on your journey, Carl? You have plans for another book? Or?
Oh, I would like to, absolutely. And there's another book, I have an idea what to do. It's not going to be a big book and extensive book like this one, so mm-hmm. I'm hoping to do the work, but I want to write it in a beautiful language, as a matter of fact. So different, this was an idea book. This was about the ideas and information and putting all together and presenting it.
Right.
But the next book, it will be almost the same title, Walk on Water in the World of Symptoms, with the subtitle, The Noble Path.
The Noble Path.
The Noble Path. The path that we need to take to get where we're going.
Sounds great.
And also, I would like to make an announcement, if I can.
Sure.
I've been charged with organizing a Lions Club. You know what Lions is?
Alliance Club?
Lions.
Oh, Lions Club, sure.
It's a worldwide organization, and there's chapters everywhere. And
yes.
And I do want to do it. Perhaps some listeners would like to join. It's very easy to join. Just contact me, pay you $30, and you're in. And the chapter that I'm organizing will be advancing the human awareness and organizing various events to help people move forward during this journey in awareness that we all take. So, 416, if anyone wants to join the Lions Club in Greater Toronto Area, 416-833-1799, we'll do great things together.
Well, that sounds good. As far as your book, again, listeners will be able to check out chapters.ca for that. And for the book.
www.walkonwater33.com.
The number 33, walkonwater33.com. Then the Lions Club thing, you got 416-833-1799. Is there anything set up on the web for that as well? Or
No, not yet. I would just send an email.
Yep.
I have everything by email.
Okay, so, fantastic. Thank you for being on the show. Appreciate you taking the time and spreading some of this awareness. And once again, SilvaUltramindCanada.net. I would suggest anybody to jump on that for sure. Once again, I appreciate you, Carl, for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
I'll be talking to you soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This is You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD.
You've been listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD. All shows copyright 2008 Big JD for the OMS Entertainment Group.